if you've ever thought, I'd like to see Europe, but once just isn't enough. Paul at Getaway Travel LLC has been quietly building the case that you're right.
Today, we're covering two distinct ways to experience Europe: extended river cruising through multiple countries and regions, and the festive world of Christmas markets. Let's start with the rivers.
The core argument here is that stringing two river cruises together back to back isn't just a logistical convenience. It's a fundamentally different kind of trip, one that lets you move through multiple countries without ever touching an airport.
The Post frames it clearly from the start. Imagine drifting from one enchanting city to the next, without the hassle of unpacking, connecting flights, or switching hotels.
So the upshot is, you're not just saving time, you're removing the friction that turns a long trip into an exhausting one. The vacation stays a vacation.
The Post maps out what that looks like in practice. One popular pairing runs castles along the Rhine into a Danube journey. Gothic cathedrals in Cologne one week, Vienna's palaces and Budapest the next. Western and Central Europe in a single continuous arc.
And for travelers whose priorities lean more edible than architectural, there's a French route combining Burgundy, Provence, Lyon, Avignon, and Bordeaux. That itinerary is basically a wine list with scenery attached.
The ship size matters too. Smaller boutique vessels mean fewer passengers, more personalized service. The Post compares the atmosphere to a luxury hotel rather than a large ocean liner.
Which, when you're spending two consecutive weeks aboard, is less a perk and more a prerequisite.
The piece emphasizes that the same seamlessness that makes a single river cruise appealing scales up across multiple legs. No repacking, no logistics gaps, just the next stretch of river.
From rivers to market squares, the holiday season version of Europe is a different kind of immersion entirely. The question the Christmas Markets Post is really answering is, what does it actually feel like to be inside one of these markets, and why does it justify getting on a plane?
The piece sets the scene with this. Some town halls transform into giant advent calendars with different windows lighted each night. It then runs through markets across a dozen cities: Vienna, Nuremberg, Strasbourg, Budapest, Prague, Zagreb, Copenhagen, Brussels, Bath, each with its own character, food, and traditions. Glühwein appears at all of them, served in a keepsake mug you pay a deposit to keep.
The detail that German Liebkuchen hangs from the eaves of the stalls like festive, edible ornaments is doing a lot of work. That's not a description, that's an invitation.
Exactly the texture the Post is going for. Specific enough that you can picture being there.
Two very different European experiences. One consistent idea: the more time you give a place, the more it gives back.
Whether that's a second river cruise or a second market city. More to explore next time.